Tezayin of Beis, the Gemara is presenting this question: does the idea of Omer Mitbal Haporetz work when you're dealing with the horizontals as opposed to dealing with verticals? So Gemara says, if the case is the case dealing with ropes, you're going to have that's the case that you're thinking of, you're going to have a problem. You can't put it on the bottom, can't put it on top, and you put it in the middle, it's not Omer Merubah Mitzarecha, it's only Omer Merubah Mishteh Tzadim. So Mar says, okay, what's the case? Ela Rafam Nuna Hachi Kami Boyle. Halfway down the page, a little bit more than halfway down the page. Kikoin, so it's the beginning of the line. Hachi Mi Boyle. Kikoin, the Icy Machzelis. Bring a mat. This mat is 7 and a little bit. And you cut out a space which is 3. So there's no lobot over there. It's 3 already. You leave a dalet on top and a mashu on the bottom. You put it within 3 tvachim to the ground. So, lovad you have to the ground, you have 3 tvachim. You have, on top you have 4 tvachim, which is an Omer Merubah more than the 3, but the 3 in the middle is not lovad, so the heter can't be based on lovad, because you have a gap of 3. The heter has to be based on the Omer Merubah works. Sesamor says that would be the question. And the Mor doesn't say what the answer is. Ravashi Amar Mechitza Tzuluya Iboyolate. What he was asking was Halacha Mechitza Tzuluya. That was his question. Mechitza Tzuluya obviously has, and it can be done in a way which is Omer Merubah. It was ten tvachim, but it was placed more than 3 tvachim off the ground. Kidaboymane. Rav, Rabbi Tavla Mirav, Mechitza Tzuluya Masha Tatsa Bechurva. So Churva sometimes you have a situation where the bottom part of it crumbles out, and there's a gap in the bottom, but there's a Mechitza above it, there's a wall above it. Amalei and Mechitza Tzuluya Mataris Ela B'mayim, Kalu Shekilu Chachamim B'mayim. Mechitza Tzuluya only works over water, it doesn't work over land.
I understand the when it says like Ella Rav Hanuna Achikami Boyle. I mean,
morning, Rabbi Green.
Isn't it subtle. Fundamentally the same question?
It is the same question. The more just trying to figure out what was the case.
This is the strip in the middle.
Yeah.
Right. The part is, if you deal with the cases of ropes, it's impossible to ask the question. The more so you have to deal with the case where there's actually something which is omit, then it's possible. You know, if you deal with ropes and lovud alone, you would not be able to have the question.
Mm-hmm. What? The mechitza tzuluya, please?
No, the question of chachuk. Tzak Rashi. Hrei omru omit merubah la oporitz mishesi havei omit. Even though there are gaps in the wall, as long as they're not, the pierces aren't greater than the air which is closed, so that works. We're in the Rashi. First Rashi in the Gemara. V'stam kli behema shel shesi hu shomer al gabi karka. So the Mishtoma case is making a wall with Kalim of the behemoth that they were traveling with. Well, that's the cases of Shesi. You put them on the ground, and each one in its spot. You have gaps in between. But so that's the case of a Shesi. What about Arav Mai? Mechavolim the Mastisin. Lech Lemisim Hechsher. The Hosim Kula Oymed Hu. The Kulav Adami. A case of Mishtoma was a case that was all Oymed because Lomed is like it's closed. So he says, what do you have in mind? Um, Okay, so the more says the Bible says we arrive from the Mishnah. He says, "Chara, what do you need? Yes, old tefach. You could do a case of 3, 4, and 3, and you'll have. I remember Ruba. They have an Avraham Echad Pachas Mishloisha. Rekabu Mashuhu. So make a gap of less than 3 and a chel, which is a Mashuhu. So that's 3. V'chein Sheni. The second one also." And that's 6. Because Laban is like its oimid, so that's 3, 6, which is enclosed. Could be a little bit less than 4. The chevel mashu and the chevel. With his kasha appears to sadal but oimid shalshisha. The gap of four, which is the porritz, will be enclosed by the oimid of 6. So where says, where do you want to put it? Put it at the bottom. Should be in biking book. I feel the mala mimeno oimed yud tvachim shleimim. Even you'd have a full 10 tvachim enclosed. Hakaimalon mechitza tuya and a materis. So that's what we're going to say in a second. Mechitza tuya doesn't work. You put an ilaw ba'aver hashlishi shuel. You put it in the upper one of the 3, which is the top. So also avir the minachembol rikia. So you can have the aver the 2 sides and will be mevatel the rope. If you have a gap of less than 3, it's low, but it's like it's enclosed. There's no avir the hagisa. If you have a gap of 4, more than low, there's an air space on one side, air space on the other side, and they're both greater than the oimid, so it'll be mevatel the oimid. The hagisa shemenu. Well, I'm sorry, the one above it, and the one below it, from the top rope to the middle rope. Daminami aver, it's considered aver, kima the havi yersim mishlosha. It's more than 3, so it's an aver space. You're only going to have 6 in that situation. Okay. Vimukulay bim soy, eker ober meruba laporitz, elim kate tzarf, shte rucha is the batloy. You only have ober meruba when you combine the 2 together. That was a machlokes before. Tosfos adds a kenetz over here. Tosfos says, "Well, that maybe Rav Hamnuna holds or Abaya holds that works." He says, "But the problem over here, you give a problem over here the Hagisa. If you have a gap of 4 in the middle." And you have 3 on top, and you have the airspace above. So you're back to the vira the hagis. The vira hagis is mevatel to the oimid of shloisha, which is the top 3 are enclosed. But there's a gap of 4 beneath it, so the vira the hagis would be mevatel it. That's not the case for Rav Hanunah. So this is what he had in mind to ask. You made a machzelus of more than 7. You made a hole of 3 in the middle. You left a 4 enclosed on top. A mashu closed off in the middle, and you had a gap in the middle of it of 3 tvachim, which is more than loved. And you place that within 3 tvachim to the ground. So it's oimer meruba. The 4 on top is greater than the gap of 3. Avira the Hagisa, Nami Lekal Member. However, Oimid Meruba la Avra, the 2 same in it. And that Oimid is also greater than the gap beneath it, so you can't say that the Avra, the 2 sides, will be Mavatalit. Mechitza Tulia may boil late. Mechitza is a sorta. It was actually a mat of 10, Shigbiyam and a Karka. Shloisha, or yes, it's more than 3 Tawacham off the ground. Me boil later of Hamluna. He Mavatal Oimid Porridge, Shemitachtov, Hell Pachos Mimenu. Is the mechitza mevatel the oimid beneath it, hello or not? So he said back, it's only matzah b'mayim. The case which we're mounted is the case where they need to draw water. So they create a mechitza tluya above the water. And a lot of carry draw water. The example was you had like a porch. Gezusra just literally means that if you have some type of item sticking out jutting out from the house, it's called a gezusra. We had it, you know, in Shabbos, passing from one gezusra to the other. The porch is over the shasarabim. It's called gezusra. So you want to draw water. And it has the mechitza hanging down. You want to draw water through a hole through the gezusra. We say the mechitzas are gurach, as mechitzas go down into the water. And it's considered a closed. It's tuluya because there's space underneath. It doesn't bother us by water, drawing water. Okay.
Two questions. With the mat that's more than three above the ground, why would we not say the mokim?
That's really what the Mora is saying. That's the Mora's. That would be the Mora's kind of. That's the Mora's answer.
And then with the, can you show the picture for the water? In the book here, the representation, if I remember correctly, is it's not clear that it's a porch. It may be more like something outside of a window.
Yeah, anything with jutting out. That's not like a porch.
So. And then that piece is part of the
window. It has to have dalad. It has to be dalad.
Minimal.
Yeah.
But that piece is part of the room inside and not in a sense a separate reshut. I mean, there's no. The only access is through this window in the wall.
If I own a house and I put a porch in the backyard, it's like I added on the back, so it's another room.
But a porch generally has a doorway.
Balcony. It's called a balcony.
You can walk out onto it, just like you can walk from room to room in the house. This thing, at least the way it's depicted here, and that may be the problem. It appears simply to be more like a window box. It happens to have sides that are at least 10.
Yeah, the point of once it's 4x4 and 10, it's a rishus. But then that rishus is.
So it's lopped off the porch.
Yeah. Gezusra just means anything which juts out from the house. Mishnayos and oilus. It's referring to like a ledge, just like a ledge going out around. Like you have these buildings, they have like a little ledge sticking out. It's a tefach. The case over there was a tefach. Why? It's called gezusra. Anything which juts out. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Right, the two dots. About 15 lines up. We keep him to Kana Mechula. The Mishnah says so. We can make either mechitza of these chavolim or the kanim. And the Rebbe says it's only by shiur. Chum say the dibur b'shiur ala b'hayve. So the more b'shiur in b'yachiloi. She means the Chara Yehuda says only by Shior, which means one person traveling doesn't have this hatter. Well, Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Yehuda Amar Kol Mechitzas HaShabbos. Latir LeYachid Yetsim Beis Susai. That these mechitzas, which we're referring to, these minimal mechitzas, are only matter an individual, an area of. Not more than Beis Hashem. But Beis Hashem, it's matter. It means the mechitza does work for a yachid. So my answer is like this. Kid Amr of Nachman, Bitamer of Bibi Barabai. Lo nitzruch elu liten lehen kol tzarcha. So chinami, liten lehen kol tzarcha. It means Rebbe Yehuda agrees that this mechitza will work for a yachid, not only for a shiara. But for a yachid, he only gets Beis Hashem. 50 by 100 Amos, 5,000 square Amos. And Shiori get as much space as they need. And that's what he's saying. We were not matter to use such a mechitza for a yachid to give them what they need. The same way Reb Nachman said, in regards to his question, the same answer is over here. Hecha Itmer the Reb Nachum and Vitema the Rabbi Rabbi. What was Reb Nachum referring to? Who gave this answer? He's going like this. Ahadatnan. It's finished. It doesn't work. You need Shesi and Orev. Even by case of Shiora. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's matter by Rabbi Yehuda is matter by Shiora. According to the Chumim, it's even matter for Yachid. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not matter even for Shiora. So. Furthermore, Kashim Yomer Biyosib Rabbi Yehuda Hachi that it doesn't work at all. But Tanya, Echad Yachid Vechad Shiora Lechavolim by Yachid and by a Shiora robes work. I mean, just Orev works. Uma Ben Yachid Shiora. What difference do the two of them have? Yachid Noiseloi Beis Asayim. It's one person that gets Beis Asayim. Shnaim Noiseloi Hem Beis Asayim. Gimel Nas means they only get accommodation. They don't get double. They get base assigned. Gimel Nas or Shiara, three people. That's already considered a caravan. But Islam base Sheish. We give them six. Each person getting the equivalent of two. David Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that the chemel does work for Yachid and for Shiara. They get as much as they need. The only limitation that they have, they can't enclose a gigantic area and then not use most of it. They only can close an area that they need. So as much as they need, they can enclose. They have a lot of animals traveling with them, and they want to enclose that, be able to have the animals in there and feed them whatever they need to do. That's fine as long as it's being used. You can't leave an empty space. A base aside. If there's an area base aside which is not going to be used at all, that they can't, then that's from a vital, that the enclosure is not good.
When you have the ropes, you have their verticals to support them.
They're not within 3 tefachim, that's considered just a machitza
oriv. So if they're within 3 tefachim of each other,
then you have shesi and oriv.
Then do you need the rope at all?
Yes, because we're saying mechitzas kanim also were only being makel. Mechitzas just based on law, but alone we're matter for shiur. And that's our shayla. It also goes into the shayla.
Right. So for shiur, then for shiur, you don't need the ropes at all. You just put the kanim.
If they're law, right? You can do that also. But this question is it only for shiur or even not for shiur? So we have a theory of Rabbi Yehuda. Armishan says that doesn't work at all, and this Bryson says it works. Works for Beis Asayim, works for Beis Sheish, Beis Sheish.
If we're going to say that they have to be the three of each other to be Shesi and Arv, and Shesi alone is sufficient. And Arv alone is sufficient.
No, if you hold, you need Shesi and Arv, Shesi alone is not sufficient. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mechitza is either any mechitza requires shesi and arev. That's what he says. So you can't make a mechitza just of shesi based on just lovin.
Okay, so it's a machlokes with the Tana that says just kanim are sufficient.
Correct. He's arguing on the Tana Kama, or the Tana Kama is only saying right. The Tana Kama says Rabbi Yehuda says that we were matter either shesi or arev alone, each one based on lovin for a shiara. Not for anything else. Chum say they're matter even for a yachid, shesi or orev. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not matter anything with shesi or orev. It has to be both, even by shiora. Okay, so we the Brisa says he is matter shesi or orev alone. So I'm Rabbi Nachman v'temer Rabbi Rabbiya lunitzuch el liten lehem kol sercha. So it means even if Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if you want to enclose an area of Beis Asayim for Yachid, Shesi or Orev works. You want to enclose larger than that, then you need Shesi and Orev. And that's even for a Shiora, even when the person, and even for a Shiora of three, you Shesi or Orev alone only works if you want to get a space of sheish. You want to get more than that, you need chassis and arif. That's the rest of Rabbi Yehuda. So the same way we're taking the counsel, we'll take the counsel to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a yachid, which we, which in the Mishnah says they can only matter shesi or orev for shiara, he agrees that for a yachid shesi or orev will work for base asai. But to enclose an area of more than base asai to get kol tzarchon, that will not work. It only works for a shiara. So it means according to Rabbi Yehuda that a shiara of three gets shesi or orev will work. A yachid shesi or orev will work for beis hasayim. According to the chachamim, even for yachid shesi will or orev will work for as much as they need. Rabbi Yehuda says, as much as they need, you must have shesi and orev even for a shiara. But he also agrees that for beis hasayim, beis sheish or beis hasayim, shesi or orev will work. Okay. Dorish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Okay, that's interesting usage. That's okay. I can't tell you how often it happens. Base assigned for Yaakov, base sheish for three. So he said over the name of Shmuel, Yachid Halachalamais. Yachid Noisim Loi Base Sosai. Beis Noisim Lehem Beis Sosai. Gimel Nasu Shiara Noisim Lehem Beis Sheish. So that's the Rishu Behuda Sheet. The price: one guy gets Beis Sosai, two gets Beis Sosai, three gets Beis Sheish. So they said to Reb Nachman, Shavak the Rabbana Vavadzik Rishu Behuda. Why are you not, you know, ignoring the Chachamim and passing like Rabbi Yehuda? The Mor says, "Hader Ukim Rav Nachman Amara Alei V'Dorash." Rav Nachman put back the Amara. The Amara was the person who would what's the word I'm looking for?
Loudspeaker.
Yeah. His job was to get it out. He'd also, you know, he'd also translate it sometimes if necessary. But basically, his main job was to amplify the words. B'darash, Devaram Shemarti Lifnechem Atos Hen B'Yodi. What I said was incorrect. B'ram Kach Amru. This is the correct thing that they said. Yachin Nosin LaBeis Sosayim. Shnayim Nosin LaBeis Sosayim. Shloisha nasa shiara benosel hen kol tzarcha. So now, according to the Chachamim, even for Yachid, you get kol tzarcha. So he's not passing like the Chachamim for Yachid. He's saying for Yachid, you get Beis Hasayim. That's the Beis of Yehuda. But when you get to three, which is a shiara, so Beis of Yehuda says you get Beis Sheish. No. You get kol tzarcha. That's the Chachamim. So Mor says, Reisha, Reisha, Behuda, Mesefer, Rabbana. You're pasquining in your first two points like Reisha, Behuda. And the Sefer, you're pasquining to Rabbana. Why are you doing that? You should pasquining to Rabbana totally. Mor answers, in yes, that's what he was pasquining. Mishim Dekoy, Avua, Beshit Sefer. Because in that point, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the rest of Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree that for a Yachid, you only get based aside. When you get to three, Rabbi Yehuda says kol tzarchon. The Chacham says even for one guy kol tzarchon. Rabbi Yehuda says even for three you only get sheish. So there we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the first din that a yachid or two, which is not a shiara yet, the only get based aside, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda also says the same thing. See Rashi. Okay. We're holding on the second wide line of Rashi called Mechitzas Shabbos. Hana Mechitzas Ruyos, these minimal Mechitzas. Ruyos is shaky. degraded mechitza. Inferior. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Dehain shehain the shesi or it was only shesi or kamer. That's where shatir rabba yedetchak, which only matter for situation. No yedetchak. They weren't matter for yachid more than basis sign. The term the yachid ihikav behen yosef basis sign. If he closes an area more than basis sign, it doesn't work. There, you know, you enclose it to live in. Normally, the problem with more than basis time is because it's enclosed not for living purposes, but here it's for living purposes. He wanted to live there this Shabbos, Mayor of Shabbos. He wants to live there on Shabbos. That's why he enclosed it before Shabbos. That's no good. So, an Armistice says it doesn't work for a Yachid, period. Somewhere answers, it means Litan called Sarcha. Doesn't work for a Yachid to give him the total amount that he needs. But it does work to give him basis on. That for Yachid, there's no heter to use this to give him as much as he wants. We do get basis time. Since it's enclosed with deer and it's basis time, it's mutter. But a shiara, on the other hand, they give him as much as they need. There's only orev, it's mutter. In the case of a chavolim, you get basis sime. Most of basis sime and mechitza zu. A mechitza ma'ayis, so come in the boy, but a mechitza ma'ayis, so shesiv orev, get as much as you want. And the chavolim say, as long as it shouldn't be based on sign pony. Shall you based on sign pony? Shall you keep what you mean? They can't enclose more than they need, and the extra amount of more than they need will be based on sign. So Nachman said, at least in called Tzarchon, again, hold the cover of Yehuda, the Masnissen, Dana Mechitza, means Dana Mechitza, the Chot Tzarchon, it's not about Mechitza to enclose as much as you want, as much as you need. A Mechitza, he lebeis Sassayim, le'echod, lebeis Sheish, le'shiyar. It will work for one person for base asayim, and for three people will give you base sheish. Reish Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the kamer yachid base asayim only gets base asayim. Neither rabbanon afilu yachid kol tzarcha yevin lein. Kol rabbanon even a yachid gets kol tzarcha. The Gemara says yes, that's fine. In mishum the kamer avua the b'shit say yes, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds also. Kam yachid kamer Yehuda nami dey nosin loy ela base asayim. The mechitzas shesi o orev. Mechitza of only shesi or orev, you only get basis sayim according to Rabbi Yehuda for a yachid. And so there, Rabbi Yehuda and the rest of Rabbi Yehuda both agree. We pass like a rest of Rabbi Yehuda. When you get to shiora, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with his son. The son doesn't argue on the father, and Rabbi Yehuda says called sarcha. The rest of Rabbi Yehuda says only sheish. There we don't pass like it.
If it can't be beside a river. Extend the enclosure into the river some piece in order to be able to access the water.
Yes.
Will we come to that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll stop then.
There's a whole thing of how to draw water with the river. Okay. Okay. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, second line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, third line of the Gemara. Shlosha b'chamesh asurim b'sheva mutar. So Rav Gidol quoted Rav. That Rav said, if you have three people in an area of chamesh, there's a possibility that you have three people in an area of five base saw, area of five saw, and it's asur. You have people in an area of seven, and it's mutar. Now that sounds like, what does that mean? How can five be usher and how can seven be mut? Amar lei, so they said to Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, how can really what Rav said? Amar lehu, he got pretty strong over here. Araisa nevi uksivi, Amar Rav, I swear by the Torah nevi uksivim, that's what Rav said. So they got all upset, and he says, what's the problem? Of course he said it. Amar Ravashi, my kasha, I'm not sure what the question was. I can explain to you what the problem, what Rav was talking about. I'm not sure what bothered them. In other words, they felt it was like ridiculous. It can't be. So he said, I'll tell you what pshat is. Let's say case, they get called tzarcha. Okay? So, if they need six, and they're makif sheva, so he said that they can't leave a pace, which is pony based sign. So, if you need six and you can close seven, it's mutter. Because the empty space is only one base up.
Five is
what's that? Yeah, okay, 1 second. We keep a shefa. I feel a shefa with tarps. Even in that extra space, I mean, the whole area is mutter. Let's say, lehutzuch el lechamesh. What Rav meant to say was in a case where you only needed five. Now, the Gemara changed the gears to sholosh, but we keep a shefa. So the Gemara changed the gears to five. It's either it means we're combining the two cases together. We're saying, in case you only needed five and he closed seven, then I feel a bechomish, so you can't carry anywhere because the mechitza is not a valid mechitza. Or the case is three and five. But the same idea, that then, so yeah, that you end up, you know, you can't carry the five that you need. Okay. Okay. So, that would be pshat and rav. Mar says 1 second, that can't be pshat, because we said before that each person really needs base. We give him base saw. We have three even rest of Yehuda because you give him six. So what do you mean he only needs five? By definition, we're starting out, even rest of Yehuda agrees that three individuals are going to need an area of six. So it's saying it only needs five. I don't understand what that means. The Lahodik Tani Vashali Hey Base Sasim Ponui, it can't be empty. My love, it means Ponui Me Adam, it means empty from the usage of a person, which means by definition there's no such thing as a case of only needing five, because each person gets an area of base saw. Which is low, that's not what it means. It means Panama Kalim. We're not when they made this condition, it has to be an area which is used to maintain your items. Not that the person's personal walking space or whatever, right? It has it. So and that it's possible you only need five. Okay. So Rashi.
Five for your space or five for your things?
Five for your things. The more for the space, the more so we seem to say the person individual usage, maintenance, ownership, you know, conceptually, the person needs a base aside. Or could use a base aside. But regards to practically needing space to the kalim, you know, you had a minimal kalim, you don't need that area, so that it's possible case of not needing five, only needing five. Okay. Zakrashi. Shlosha b'chamesh asurim. Fourth line from the top. Klemmer pomim gimel anoshim asurim. Afilu b'chamesh soyin. It's possible to have three people. An area of five will be asur. Pomish and b'tarmah filu b'shev. Something is mutter even in seven. Arise to be miksubi shvuahu. He's swearing by the Torah to be miksubi. Hutzul l'sheish v'kivul l'shev. They need six and you close seven. Shesi b'la order of a case with the minimum machitza of only shesi, let's say. With Torah, the lack of basis of sign, but you don't have an empty basis of sign. Lehutzukhel of the hay, we keep the sign. If you live a hay, now me a sort of. The hashalai hot mahani machitza, hold the hook of the basis of sign, you're serving the circle. Once you enclose two more base saw than you need, you can't carry anywhere. You get the alamis. Where it says, no, my lap, panamayotam, kagan shloisha shakifu, chesoyim. They close eight. The have to the whole chad base asayim kati poshelu base asayim pony b'lebar. In that situation, you'll end up with two empty, which no person defines as a need. I was zayin loy. The have to base asayim lechol chad loy poshli ela chad base saw b'loy bar. There's only one extra. So what's your case of only needing five and then having seven? Versus no lo pony mikel klarmer. Sheesh ben mechitzas base asayim ponui. The area that you have enclosed, there is a base asayim which is empty. So yitzichim loy. There was no need to put any kalim there. Vav gav the inu shloisha. You know there's three people. Imein tzichim el the base asayim. The kibo dalat soyin. Nami botle mechitzas. If they're traveling with minimal items, and they could easily use their items in a Beis Yisrael, then even four saw would be a problem. Okay, let's start the next piece. Okay. Now the more is going to deal with this issue if the numbers change on Shabbos. Itmar, back in the Gemara, about nine lines down, last word of the line. Shlosha umeisecha mehem. Three people at the beginning of Shabbos and one dies on Shabbos. Or shnayim mitosu aleim. There was two and then one, the person joined them on after Shabbos started. So what's the halacha? Is it depend on what it is now? So the first case will become Otzer, the second case will become Mutter. It depends what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. One says it depends what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. That's called Shabbos Karemis. One says, no, the mouth of the Urim, which are there, defines it. One says, okay. Tistayim, I'm going to prove to you the Rav Huna who the Amr Shabbos Karemis. Of the two, which one said Shabbos Karemis? It was Rav Huna. I'll prove that to you. Tomer Rabba. Rabba says, "Boyi me Rav Huna." They asked. I asked the question from Rav Huna. Boyi me Rav Yehuda, and I asked Rav Yehuda also. Irav derev a Pesach. So we had two chetzeres next to each other. And they made a ruben chetzeres between the two of them together, and there's a doorway in between. So a doorway in between. We have a choice, it can be Ma'arav together or Ma'arav separately. But if there's no door in between, you cannot be Ma'arav together. Benistam, the wall crumbled in and it filled up the hole. So there's no Pesach anymore. So middle of Shabbos, there's no access, there's no direct access easily. You can climb over the thing, but a Pesach there isn't anymore. Since the air is still valid. Or Derech HaChalon, there was a doorway, there was a window in between which is 4x4. Which is a valid access point. Benistam hachaloi. So mao is what's the halacha? Vamerly, they both said Shabbos hova hutura hutura. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, remains mutter the rest of Shabbos. So you see that Rav Huna holds that Shabbos karemis tis time, and the more so that's a valid proof. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick up tomorrow.